Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our exclusive podcast in the Partners Program here at Anabaptist Perspectives. This is the podcast where we release bonus material and answer questions that come in from our listeners through comments on YouTube or emailing us, and we love to hear from you guys. So we recently heard from Terrence, and he has some questions about non-resistance, so we're going to quick discuss that today. I'm here again with Chester Weaver. Chester is really been with us since the day we started at Anabaptist Perspectives. He's on the board, has been on a number of episodes. He's a school teacher from Texas, and it's fantastic to have him in the studio today to talk about some of these questions that we've received. So Terrence says this, and I'm not sure, I didn't write down which episode he left this comment on. It may have been an email, but he says this, talking about non-resistance. I don't have any enemies, so how do I obey Jesus? Pacifism is the only thing that Anabaptist groups get wrong. And I'd love to hear more context on what he means by that. But yeah, Chester, what do you think of this comment?
So my first response is we've got to talk about pacifism. For many people, pacifism is equal to non-resistance. And that's not really the case. In my mind, pacifism has a political element to it. And non-resistance is a part of Gelassenheit. And so Gelassenheit is all about, has a vertical dimension about being submitted to God, yielded to God, letting go, relaxing in His arms, and just existing in humility there. And in that sense, myself is my worst enemy because I've got to deal with myself. Okay, so Anabaptist people understand that we live in the world with other people. No man is in Christ apart from his brother. And so we are in each other's hair if we live in community. You can't help but be. And so we have to learn about forgiveness. We have to learn about forbearance. And we have to learn about submitting ourselves to other people. I don't have all the best ideas. Okay, so the temptation there, if I can use you, Reagan, is you become my enemy because you disagree with me. Okay, so therefore you're in my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just might get in your hair sometimes. And that's not okay. Okay, so non-resistance is all about living with other people in Gelassenheit. And so you don't have to have people who are willing to hurt us. We can have, quote, enemies who are just people who are different from us. But we shouldn't look at those people like that. They're not enemies. They're in Christ with me. And so I get a chance to serve you. I get a chance to forgive you. I get a chance to forbear with you. And you, with the same with me. You don't consider me an enemy. I don't consider you an enemy. However, that's within the body of Christ. But believe me, when this is lived out in the world, when people see discipleship, they will respond. I was in 6th Street in Austin one day. We hold up a sign. It says, "Who owns you?" On the other side, it says, "Are you sure?" And that's all. We don't have to engage other people. Other people just come to us and talk. One guy I remember just walked past us and screamed at us, "I hate your Jesus." There's no Jesus on the sign.
Wait, what? So he just assumed.
Yeah. Who owns you? Are you sure?
Wow.
And
wow.
We're there. And he just puts two and two together and says that. Okay, so other people, they when they come into contact with goodness and truth, they react. For example, there's this old man. He's, I don't know, in his 70s. He's dressed like a woman. He's standing close to us, and we're holding this sign. And after a while, for no reason at all, he just started pointing us. And people, students are just walking past, all kinds of people. He points over to us and says, "These people killed the Joan of Arc. These people killed the Joan of Arc. These people killed the Joan of Arc." So I listened to him for a while, and I said, "I got to say something to him." So I walked over to him, and I said, "We didn't kill the Joan of Arc." He said, "These people are liars. These people are liars. These people are liars." So, you know, when a righteousness bumps up into unrighteousness, it's like enemies develop, come right out of the woodwork.
Oh, that's fascinating. Because I saw this Terrence's comment saying, "I don't have any enemies."
We will. If we're all Christians, we'll have enemies. Well, although live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
So I wonder if this person is misunderstanding what we mean by non-resistance, and because they use the term pacifism. Pacifism and enemies and things like that can often conjure up like political enemies or warfare. Oh, well, if I'm not actively in a war or people trying to kill me, I don't have any enemies. But we would be saying, or if I'm understanding you correctly, oh, it's way beyond that. That's right. This is about loving your neighbor, serving people,
right.
Forgiveness.
Right on.
Everything from, you know, someone who, you know, takes advantage of you in a business deal and steals a lot of money from you and you forgive them. I think that's a little more accurate description of what an enemy is. I wonder if this person is maybe, I mean, if they don't have any enemies, I'm like, do they know any humans? You know, because if you know a human, you're at some point, you're going to have a disagreement. But maybe we're being too loose with the definition of enemy, but I don't know. It seems to fit pretty clear with what Jesus says. That's really important. So not to get off into the weeds too much, but it feels like we need a better term for it besides non-resistance, because when we say non-resistance, it gives the idea that as long as I don't resist a horrible person, I've done my part. But it's also, it goes beyond that. It's a proactive thing.
That's right.
Where it's like, I'm proactively going to pursue helping people, serving people, forgiving people, honoring those who don't deserve it. That feels a little bigger than just saying, oh, I'm not going to resist anybody.
That's right. That is exactly right. It's like we live under the cross as we are active in the world.
Hmm. Yeah. I wish we had a little more context on this person's question, because they're saying pacifism is the only thing that Anabaptist groups get wrong. I'm like, For one thing, I wouldn't identify as a pacifist. I don't know. You mentioned it too, because like pacifism has to do with being passive, basically, and politics, and like, oh, we don't believe in war. But it's like, wait a minute, the Anabaptists teach way beyond that.
Yeah, Gandhi was the perfect illustration of pacifism. It was a political tool. Gandhi was anything but weak. He was really strong. With his use of pacifism, he actually changed and forced the British government of India to change. Okay? So what we understand is not that kind of thing at all. It's not a political force.
Mm-hmm. It's not lobbying the government saying don't fight in whatever war. It's not that. It's loving the refugee that enters your town, or serving in an orphanage, or helping the homeless guy down the street.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, Terrence, if you're listening to this, please reach out to us again. Send us another email. Like, we should continue the conversation, because I would really like to know what they mean saying this is the only thing that Anabaptists get wrong. So that, actually, I'll take that as a compliment, because that means we get a lot of stuff right. I don't know. It seems very generous, actually, to say that. I wish we knew a little more, but maybe this is a bit of a note for us to be more clear when we talk about these things. Perhaps maybe we could communicate this better. I don't know. Yeah, do you have further thoughts on this? I think it's a great question.
Well, there,
it's a good question. I do feel that our people do need to do some serious work in defining what this means.
Yes, I agree.
And also just living it out. I don't know. I think our people have been exceptionally good at living this out, at serving those around us and serving our communities and helping people. And, we don't always do perfect, but it is part of who we are.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, is there anything else you would like to tell Terrence?
Not for right now. I think I'm finished.
All right. Very good. Well, Terrence, if you're listening, hopefully that answered your question. And we'd love to hear from any of you that are listening to this. Send us an email or get in touch. What is your questions? What are some things that we should cover in future episodes? We really love to hear from people and continue the conversations. What does it mean to follow Jesus in the world today? That's what this is all about. How do we do it? How do we live in good community with believers? So thank you for listening. If you're hearing this, that means you're part of our partners program, which we really appreciate. It does make a difference and allows us to continue producing all the content we have, which you can find everything we've made over on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. Got lots of podcasts, an audiobook, and a bunch of essays up there for you to check out. So thanks again for listening, and we will catch you in the next episode.